Welcome to For the Sake of Your Eyes on Connect FM. Time spent with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic, talking about things pertaining to the health of your eyes. Hi there, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us once again. Sure. And taking this time to share some important information. Today, we want to talk about low vision. And a lot of people use or seek using low vision magnifiers. So kind of give us a general guide to buying low vision magnifiers.
Well, it's tough enough to have low vision. And low vision is vision that's not correctable by glasses or contacts. And a lot of patients with macular degeneration, diabetes, other problems have low vision. But how do you decide which magnifier you need and in what circumstances? If you are among the growing numbers of people with low vision, you might find that a low vision magnifier can assist with tasks such as reading fine print, sewing, or even classroom presentations. Increased demand for low vision devices means that many more choices are becoming available. More than 3.3 million Americans older than 40 already have blindness or low vision. Mm. And that number is expected to increase to 5.5 million by 2020, according to the National Eye Institute. If you need a low vision magnifier, consider visiting a low vision specialist, which I am, for expert guidance in order to get just the right device for your specific needs, especially if you already have substantial vision loss. I can help because I am a low vision specialist.
All right. And I would assume, Dr. Wendy, that those that are considered having low vision would be those that are legally blind. Is that true?
Just as some people with a disability need a wheelchair or a hearing aid, a person with low vision needs extra help beyond what ordinary glasses or contacts can provide. If you have low vision, you should understand that there are no magic glasses. Hmm. Eyeglasses usually can correct refractive errors such as nearsightedness and farsightedness, but ordinary glasses don't work for permanent blind spots, or we call them scotomas, mm-hmm. in your visual field, caused by common eye diseases such as macular degeneration. Even so, different configurations of magnifiers and video camera magnifiers may at least partially compensate for the part of the visual field where blind spots have caused vision loss. And it's important to know that one size does not fit all when it comes to low vision devices. A particular kind of magnifier may be helpful for someone with peripheral vision loss, or it might not work at all for someone with central vision loss. Hmm. Low vision magnifiers are available in these general categories: low vision reading glasses, magnifiers mounted on eyeglasses, handheld or stand magnifiers, video camera magnifiers, and telescopes.
All right, so you've given us those general categories. How do those magnifiers aid those with low vision?
As we grow older, some degree of low vision may be inevitable, depending on how long we live. This is because aging itself leads to slow degeneration of the light-sensitive cells in your retina, where vision processing occurs. Magnification is needed when you start experiencing vision loss in a central part of your retina called the macula, the area that's capable of seeing small letters. A magnifier enables you to compensate somewhat for a damaged macula by helping you use more of the healthy retinal cells surrounding the damaged area to create visual images. Certain eye injuries can also cause permanent damage to the eye structures essential for sharp vision. Advanced macular degeneration, which is a common cause of low vision, can create a blind spot in your central vision. And that means you can still see better around the edges of your field of view, but you would need a device to help magnify what you see, like reading your mail or looking at a computer screen. Mm-hmm. A video camera magnifier can be adjusted to provide such magnification. People can have blind spots in different parts of the visual field, and they can be different in each eye. So it means that a blind spot can be to the right or to the left. It can be shaped like a donut, mm-hmm. or it could be circular. They can be dark, like dark black. They can be gray. And this is why the optimal magnifier is different for different people. Every device has advantages and disadvantages. We don't just prescribe a device. We have to choose a device for the person that suits their goals and their requirements, and we make sure to show them alternatives. Your eye condition may cause vision problems that are not detected by simply testing with a standard eye chart. This means it could be difficult for you to see objects against backgrounds of similar colors, meaning a loss of contrast sensitivity. You could also develop a color vision deficiency or loss of night vision. And these blind spots that we're talking about, they're bigger when you're reading. Mm-hmm. They're bigger for seeing faces at arm's length, but they are different sizes at different distances. Mm. And a computer or video camera can be modified to change the white letters against a black background. Right. So you can have black on white, white on black, or sometimes blue on yellow. Okay. And that will increase the contrast and enable you to see around the blind spot. Now, the magnifier makes things bigger and it moves things over.
Sure.
But they can be frustrating too.
Okay. We are having a discussion about those with low vision and the magnifiers that can help assist in that. And we will continue this discussion on For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt in just a few moments.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Vision directly affects how you learn. 80% of all learning during a child's early school years is obtained through vision. 10% of all preschoolers and 25% of kids in kindergarten through sixth grade have vision deficiencies. Many of them are undetected because few children receive comprehensive eye exams. School screenings only pick up 5% of all vision problems. Don't delay. Make an appointment for your child today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
All right, Dr. Wendy, low vision and the magnifiers that assist in making that work for people is what we are discussing today. Would you tell us which magnifiers you've discussed the different types of magnifiers that are available? What are the ones that work best in different circumstances?
Well, a student might need a camera-like telescope device attached to a portable video magnifier. It has a camera to capture an image at the front of the classroom. I have a girl that uses one of these, and it makes a world of difference for her. Yeah. She can enlarge her work that she's doing, her paperwork. She can see at a distance. She can see it near. And the image can be enlarged on a monitor beside her to help at the student's desktop.
Okay.
A mechanic might benefit from a magnifier mounted on a prescription eyeglasses so that their hands remain free to work. I had a fellow that worked in auto parts, and we had one of those for him because he had to see the tiny part numbers.
Yeah, interesting.
A handheld magnifier is portable and easy to use when the needs are simple. A handheld magnifier is ideal for checking product labels at a grocery store or looking over the mail. But in order to see things where you're constantly working, you can't keep putting the magnifier up and down and up and down. Mm. So there's a lot of confusion about the size of devices and the power they have. Often people will say, well, this one's a 3X and that one's a 6X, so I want the one that's a 6X. But the disadvantage of magnifiers with high power is that you see a much smaller area.
Wow.
As a general rule, you want the magnifier with the least power that you can get away with in exchange for the largest area you're able to see. So I have some magnifiers that have a doublet magnifier. So it's a larger magnifier, but there's an extra magnification included that gives them a wider area to see.
Okay.
Now, these digital magnifiers, you can change the size, like you can go from 3X to 6X to 8X, 12X, some.
Sure.
But you can change, like we were talking about, the contrast. You can be white on black, black on white, blue on yellow, yellow on blue.
Yeah.
And then also you can freeze something. So like say you're looking up a phone number, you can take a picture of it and freeze it,
mm-hmm.
dial the number, and then you can remove it.
Okay.
So there's a lot of magnifiers out there, and the average person only thinks of the round ones like detective shoes, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
But there's many, many out there. So if you're an avid reader, you'll find that a simple magnifier is inadequate to help you sustain the concentration and the need for an extended time period. So a lot of these video magnifiers have feet that sit down on the paper, so you don't have to hold it all the time, or they have a handle.
True.
And we have also what are CCTVs, which a lot of people use like to do their banking and things. And you put the paper in front of you, but you look on the screen to see it. And for some people, that's awkward because they're used to looking right at what they're seeing. A small handheld magnifier greatly enlarges a few words or sentences on a page, but reading something like a novel requires an expanded field of view and the ability to scan ahead in order to see and process the information quickly. A lot of people using the small handheld magnifiers, they tell me, and magnifiers in general, they feel like they're reading like a first grader because their blind spots get in the way and they only see a couple letters.
I see.
And your brain fills in the information and it isn't always accurate to what's on the page. So if you have a large enough field of view and a large enough magnification, then you can get the gist of what you're reading. But another limitation of handheld magnifiers is that they can't be used for task-specific activities such as knitting, which requires both hands to be free. In this case, you need a magnifier and a stand, or we have ones that hang around the neck and they prop up on the chest and they can work underneath those so they're hands free. If you're buying a handheld magnifier or a magnifier on a stand, you might be interested in extra features such as built-in lighting that can help you see better. Some people need more light. Other people, too much light causes glare.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to find the lighting condition that's best for you. Gooseneck attachments to stand magnifiers can be easily moved and adjusted. And there are certain lamps that you can get that you can bring down over what you're reading. And in your house, you can change some of your lighting too. So if you have fluorescent lights, it's going to be easier to see under than a regular incandescent light. A lot of people like to read in their chair, and that's where these gooseneck lamps come in. Now, some of them have a magnifier right on them. Some of them are separate. High-powered reading glasses, people think, might be the solution for your needs. But these types of low-vision glasses limit you to seeing objects at a fixed distance, and sometimes they're right at your nose.
Oh, yeah.
And people are not comfortable reading at that distance. They're used to reading at arm's length. So we have other magnifiers that have different powers that you can put in that they will adjust that distance. And we have some ones called a Max TV that you can adjust both sides to focus in more on the TV. Because a lot of people have larger TV screens today so they can see better, but that can fine-tune seeing the detail, like seeing faces.
Yeah.
And then we have one for arm's length, too. So I have a lot of people who do a lot of crafting, and they like that for arm's length. I have a lady that paints, and she uses those. So you have to ask yourself what you're going to do with the magnifier. For instance, you can't use a high-powered magnifying glass to see cards on a table when you're playing cards or chopping up vegetables. The best reading tool for virtually anyone with low vision is a video camera magnifier that we've talked about a little bit. These devices use cameras that focus on items of your choice and then magnify them on the screen or a monitor. And with these, you can actually adjust them to sign your name because a lot of people have difficulty signing checks.
Makes sense.
And so some features to look for in a video camera magnifier includes an autofocus, like we were talking about. You can push a button, change it from 3X to 6X, et cetera. Color and black and white displays. Ergonomics. Ergonomics means how you have to sit to use it.
Right.
And it's more comfortable with these to sit at a table rather than sitting in a chair on your lap. And glare and contrast control. And I have some that you can add a yellow line that goes across to help you keep your place.
Oh, that makes sense.
But it cuts down glare.
Sure.
Compatibility with computers and computer screens. Screen size that best meets the needs. Portability and memory settings. And the portability is like going to a grocery store and being able to see the prices. If you can just pull out your magnifier and take a look at the prices, it gives you more independence. And the patients crave that independence because they feel they've lost it all when they lost their vision. So with video camera magnifier technology, people can benefit from glasses that focus at the intermediate distance. So to enhance viewing, sometimes We advise patients to try clip-on lenses with their near vision applied to the regular glasses because it's additive to the magnifier that they're using. Telescopes clearly are an advantage for magnifying objects far away, but the problem with a telescope, it's like a little binocular, and you have to adjust,
but
you get a small field of view. So a lot of people, guys like them because they're used to working with
binoculars, yeah.
So they understand how to operate them. But some people, especially people who aren't used to buttons and things, they don't like these video magnifiers. They like the idea of them, they like to see with them, but they get confused with the buttons and it works them up. So these telescopes can increase what you see, but they decrease the light. So if you have poor contrast sensitivity to begin with, you can have a lot of trouble looking through a telescope. TV viewing is the most common use for telescopes, and it's when you're sitting still. Because any of these magnifiers, magnification makes everything move fast. So if you get up and try to walk with it, it's not going to work.
That'll throw you. There's so much in this process of finding the right low vision magnifier. And we are going to continue this discussion, and Dr. Wendy's going to tell us exactly how to find low vision magnifiers in just a few moments as For the Sake of Your Eyes continues.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020.
Okay, Dr. Wendy, you've had some very valuable information for us about low vision and the magnifiers that can assist in helping that low vision be better. So how do you find low vision magnifiers? You mentioned earlier that you have those available.
Yes, I do. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But
okay.
Now that the patients are better informed and ready to buy a magnifier, where can you go to see what's available? Now, some devices, it's essential that you get training so you understand how to put the features to their best use. If you plan a large expenditure and you're determined to do it yourself, then you should find a low vision device outlet where you can take a look at them, try them out, and do a trial. We do that at my office. So like those CCTVs we were talking about, before COVID, a lot of them would go directly to the home. Things have changed some, but I have some in the office, and you can sit down and try them so you get an idea. But regular magnifiers and these video magnifiers, I will see the patient, we'll figure out what works best for them, because I can measure what amount of magnification they need, but we have to find what device is going to work the best.
Absolutely.
And then I let them take them home for a couple weeks, because setting up an appointment is the best way, because you get measured and we do a trial for what will help you best. You get a two-week trial, and then you can see in your home environment how it's going to work and how it's going to work with the lighting. But many low division devices are advertised on the internet, but it's difficult to know how they'll work for you. And like I was saying, people think that because it's more magnification, it's better, but it's smaller, and they don't realize that. So buying on the internet isn't always the best situation, although if a family member is trying to help you, that's where they'll go first.
Okay. Now, of course, always a concern is the cost. And what are we talking about when we talk about vision magnifiers? Is it a high cost, low cost?
Some of them are very high cost. Some of them are low cost. It depends on the technology.
Okay.
The video magnifiers are more high cost. The CCTVs are more high cost. But today with iPhones, they allow magnification and contrast adjustment and voice output. That's one of the best things for low vision patients. Because my patients with macular degeneration that come in, we give them their appointment. They put them, they talk into their calendar and put it right in there.
Right.
So there's a lot of helps there. But some people aren't comfortable working with an iPhone. So there's also an application called eyeglasses, which magnifies hard to read fine print when you hold the device against labels and other printed material. Mm. And people don't realize that that is on their iPhone. But if you don't have that, you need to buy other types of magnifiers. So the video magnifiers can range from $500 to $3,000. But the best value starts about $1,500. Telescopes can be $30 to $2,000, but the best value starts about $100. Handheld or stand magnifiers go from $5 to $150, but the best value starts at about $30. Low vision reading glasses start from $15 to $200, and the best are $25. And simple clip-ons, they clip on like an old pair of sunglasses, mm-hmm. and they go over the entire lens, they're about $25.
Okay.
So private insurance and Medicare at this time do not cover the cost of low vision devices. There are groups that can help, like the blind agencies and blindness and visual services.
Mm, yeah.
But over the years, the amounts that they can pay has gotten lower and lower as the cost of magnifiers has gotten higher and higher. Some programs for the financially disabled will help you defray the costs of an assisted device. And I have Lions Clubs that will buy devices for patients, too. So that's another resource. All states have state societies for the visually impaired. Other potential sources of financial assistance include charitable and veterans organizations.
All right.
For the veterans, they will buy magnifiers.
Well, you've given us a lot of good information and a helpful guide to this whole process of getting low vision magnifiers. And if folks want to get in touch with you, if they have some questions or if they'd like to see if maybe one of these magnifiers is right for them, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 814-371-2020. My office is in the Rice Complex at 90 Beaver Drive at the stop sign. It's in the back building and has a capital D on it for dog. And there's a glass door, and you come in the glass door, it's the first door on the right.
All right. You have been listening to Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Du Bois Vision Clinic. And this program is called For the Sake of Your Eyes. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Dr. Wendy, thank you.
You're welcome.